Is this on?
Who's this? You called me.
Are you hitting me with a new phone gag? Is that how we're starting out tonight?
Press one to leave a message.
Can I get Espanol via numero dos?
Sí, yo soy un gato.
El gato es el guapo.
I always love the bad guy in Three Amigos who's named El Guapo.
Yes, I did too. That's such a great movie. We should really talk about that movie at some point.
Have to rewatch the whole thing. I haven't rewatched it from start to end in quite a long time. But I know
Well,
I went to see it for I think my 12th birthday in the movie theater.
I thought there was more to that story. Sorry.
That's it.
Hey, well, that's an excellent way to begin the podcast. It also reminds me anytime somebody speaks randomly in Spanish, there was a Saturday Night Live skit one time where Chris Farley was El Nino. Is this ringing any bells? So he gets on there and he, so they're doing, I can't remember if it was one of the news segments or what it was, or if it was just a skit. But he gets on there and he's dressed up as like a professional wrestler. And he says, "This is El Nino." And he goes, he talks about that he's gonna break the coast and smash the this and whatever. And he says, "I am El Nino," which means the Nino. And then Ric Flair comes out. And so they start like, and it's not really Ric Flair. It's like some
Oh, okay.
one of the guys like pretending to be Ric Flair, and they start wrestling. It's a good skit. Yeah, you should probably YouTube it. I think it would be well worth your
I'm
time.
making a
But
note right now, my production notes.
yes. So anyway, we got some things to discuss tonight.
We do. So, heading to the Nexus. We are going to discuss with the Oakland A's agreeing to relocate to Las Vegas. We're going to discuss major sports leagues relocations since 1980. And we're picking that point because these are relocations during our lifetime. Obviously, there have been seismic relocation moves, such as the Dodgers and Giants. But that's before our time. We can't really talk about kind of the impact that have. But I saw a very, very interesting thing here that we'll talk about shortly that I've noticed that. Is only occurring in NHL relocation as opposed to the other leagues.
Is it they're all leaving Canada, or they're all coming back from Canada?
No, that's not it. So where would you like to start? The NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. I'll bring up the rear with NHL since that's my area.
Well, see, I don't know. I mean, I feel like our fans want to hear us talking. So I feel like let's get the NHL out of the way.
Okay.
So that, the dead air that is my side of this coin can be cleared out pretty quickly. So let's start with this major mystery that you've uncovered within the NHL, which, by the way, I have, I'm gonna go ahead and freely admit. So for those of you that might not notice when you listen to the Nexus, I am wholly and purely Southern, born and bred, and my veins run Palmetto blue. Steve, although we claim him as a South Carolinian, he's a Sand Lapper at heart. He is truly from Philadelphia, and that means that his knowledge of hockey. Because I think that's like something they teach in the schools up there. His knowledge of hockey far exceeds mine, where we only got our first NHL team. I don't know, you can probably fill in that blank, but when did the South get its first NHL team? Was that Carolina or was it
No,
Florida?
it was Carolina.
Okay, and what
Actually, wait a
year?
minute. No. I believe the Panthers and the Lightning came first.
Okay.
And that kind of
But
paved the way for the.
let's see if we can get that comment board rolling right quick. There are some who would say that Florida is not really part of the South anyway.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I'm not going to argue that. I think the South, somewhere north of Orlando, is where the South ends.
Yeah, okay.
And the North just picks back up.
Right.
And if you're on the West Coast of Florida, you're headed to the North, the Midwest. And if you're on the East Coast, you're headed back up to the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah. Yeah. I can get on board with that. I can get on board with that. Okay. So, now that we've established that, so what I want to say, oh, and before we get that, no, never mind. I'm going to save that. I want to save that for later. Go ahead and enlighten us with the magical mystery of the NHL and its expansion slash moving of various teams.
Well, this is just relocation. There's not expansion
my list. Okay. Yeah.
To be clear on that, these are teams that relocated from one city to another. So there have been seven since 1980. Well, this may go back to 79, actually. Forgive me for going over that that line by year. So,
well, you established the line. So.
There's a couple of them that actually go to 79, but we have the Colorado Rockies moved to New Jersey. We have the Hartford Whalers moved to Raleigh to become the Carolina Hurricanes. The Minnesota North Stars moved into the 90s to become the Dallas Stars, which why they didn't just become the Dallas Lone Stars, I've never understood. The Atlanta Flames moved to Calgary in the 80s. The Quebec Nordiques moved to Colorado in the mid-90s. The Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg sometime around 2012, I think. And then before that, the Winnipeg Jets, who the Thrashers became Winnipeg Jets before that. The Jets were previously in Winnipeg, and they moved to Phoenix. And Phoenix is likely to relocate and add to this list in probably the next year. So the interesting thing I've discovered, if I count this up right, let me count this up in my head here. We have, I believe, in that list, there are 9 Stanley Cup champions after relocation.
Wow.
Which is a pretty amazing statistic. Colorado, the Devils have won at least 3 Stanley Cups. The Stars won 1 in Dallas. The Hurricanes won a Stanley Cup. Calgary's won a Stanley Cup. Colorado's won 3, including last year. Winnipeg has never won a Stanley Cup.
And Phoenix has never?
No, they have not won a Stanley Cup.
And so where is Phoenix? Where are they talking that they're relocating to?
They don't know. They actually got kicked out of their arena in Glendale, Arizona. They play like it's called the Mullet Arena, where the Arizona State Sun Devils play. It seats like 5,000 people. And they have not been able to find a new arena in Arizona, so they're likely to relocate somewhere.
Okay. It also seems, just looking at the trajectories here, that Atlanta does not have very much success in hosting a hockey team.
Well, this is going to get where I have a question here that, you know, what relocation has personally affected you? And I have two, and the third one I'm going to add. But, when they moved in the 80s, the Flames moved to Calgary. I don't know about much about that move. But I was living in Atlanta when the Thrashers started and when they moved. And I'm not a fan of that move because the Thrashers were pretty well attended, although a lot by people flying cheaply into Atlanta from other markets. But the Thrashers moved because their ownership group was bad. Mm-hmm. And this is a group that bought the Hawks and the Thrashers together. Mm-hmm. And I think that Philip Severino may have been in on that. They got into a dispute over signing a free agent for the Hawks named Joe Johnson somewhere in the mid-2000s. He was playing for Phoenix at the time.
Uh-huh.
And it fractured this group very early on after purchasing the Thrashers and the Hawks. And the group worked together as a cohesive group. And the Thrashers just never came together. While the Hawks were an existing team, the Thrashers were new. And the Thrashers just stayed a mess.
So,
unfortunately, only made
the
playoffs
once. So you're telling
me
that a team, an NHL team, was so heavily affected by the acquisition of an NBA free agent.
Correct.
Whether it be via trade or free agency, that doesn't matter, that it caused the team to end up having to relocate.
I'm absolutely saying that's correct. Because they had to sell the team, and they ended up selling to a group in Winnipeg, and they were gone. I mean, they're already discussing putting another team in Atlanta, perhaps the Coyotes, or putting an expansion team in an arena in Forsyth County.
Well, I mean, clearly that's a bad business move.
To put a team back in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Atlanta can support a hockey team. I just think that it has you have to have a functioning group running the team, especially the Hawks kind of because they had existed before, they're able to survive that. The Thrashers just never had a chance.
And that, if memory serves me correctly, that Joe Johnson acquisition was not a great move anyway.
No, it was not. I mean, the only silver lining is that the Winnipeg got a team back, and Winnipeg should never lose a hockey team to Phoenix. So, that's the only good thing that comes out of that.
So, the team that left Atlanta, the Atlanta Thrashers, became the Winnipeg Thrashers.
They became the Winnipeg Jets. They were never the one. The okay. color. So, in the common thread here, a lot of what happens lately is that when a team moves, the city gets to own the rights to the name and the colors and all that. So, the city of Atlanta owns the trademark for the Thrashers, the logo, the colors, all of that.
Okay.
So, if a team ever came back to Atlanta, boom, Thrashers are just ready to go.
Okay. So, but now the Winnipeg Jets left and became the Phoenix Coyotes.
Correct.
And so there is no team in Winnipeg.
No, the Winnipeg. So I was a little bit backwards on this, but the Jets moved to Phoenix in the 90s.
Okay.
Became the Phoenix. I'm sorry. The Jets moved to Phoenix and became the Coyotes in the 90s.
Oh, and then the Thrashers went to Winnipeg and they're the Jets again.
Correct.
Okay. And so they do have it because I was thinking, yes, Winnipeg has a team. I feel like I've seen this.
Yeah, they have a team. They kind of have a cool uniform too.
Yeah,
I always thought the Thrashers had kind of a cool look. I probably went to 5 or 6 games. It was a lot of fun going to Thrashers games. NHL hockey in person is incredible.
Yeah, I'm not very comfortable with the idea of the Stanley Cup Finals this year appearing to be where it's going to be the Florida Panthers versus the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes.
That's disconcerting for me. I want it to be, like Minnesota against Calgary or something
I always pull for the Canadian teams. At least one Canadian team to get in there would be.
Yeah.
There's certain, obviously as a Flyers fan, there's certain teams I never want to see in there, like the Devils, the Rangers, the Bruins. Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah.
Islanders don't bother me though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the NHL. The NHL has actually been very successful in its relocation. Hartford, things we lost. Minnesota later got a team again when they got the Wild, so they got an expansion team. Colorado moved to New Jersey, but later Quebec moved to Colorado, got the Avalanche, 3 Stanley Cups. The thing missing from Hartford was they just had the great jersey with the whale on it, them being the Whalers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's really worked out in Phoenix, including the team nearly went bankrupt. Wayne Gretzky was a head coach for a few years. Turns out it wasn't a very good head coach.
Well, I think we can expand on Phoenix here shortly. I have a few things to say about Phoenix.
Okay.
So anyway.
Let's jump on over the surprisingly the shortest list is Major League Baseball.
Yes, but I don't know that we should jump there because we really don't have a lot to say about I have a lot to say, but we've only got 2 teams. I think we should do either the NBA or the NFL first.
Right, let's go to the NBA then.
I think we close with MLB because that is the most that's the move that's coming up in the nearest future that we know of at this point.
Okay.
So you want to go to the NBA?
Yes, we've got the Kings moved from Kansas City to Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
The Clippers moved from San Diego to Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
The Jazz in 79, again crossing that line. The Jazz moved from New Orleans to Salt Lake City. Vancouver moved to Memphis. Charlotte moved. This is the confusing one. Charlotte moves to New Orleans to become the New Orleans Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte later gets an expansion team, which becomes the Bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
The Hornets name and the Bobcats names just aren't working out. So the Hornets, the Bobcats, get rid of that nickname by the Hornets' colors and names from New Orleans. So the Bobcats transition back to the Charlotte Hornets. The old New Orleans Hornets are reborn as the New Orleans Pelicans. And in there, because of Katrina for a season, New Orleans played half of the games in Oklahoma City, which is how Oklahoma City ended up getting the Thunder. But I will count this one as relocation. New Jersey to Brooklyn.
Yep, I count that.
That's a pretty significant move.
Agreed.
And then we
Agreed.
have Seattle to Oklahoma City, which that's the almost the unforgivable one to me. Nothing against Oklahoma City or the Thunder, but the Sonics were just a great franchise.
I'm so glad you
Supersonics
said that
as
because
a terrific name.
that is the one that is that well, no, that's probably the one that is the second most grating on me in this list. So let's go down this. So I'm gonna keep a little suspense brewing here for what's the first one here as we but let's go down the list in order of your fantastic production notes. By the way, kudos on these.
Oh, thank you.
I'm really enjoying using them here. Kansas City, Sacramento. I mean, we were young. I don't have a
It was
lot of.
85. We were 12. I have no recollection of the Kings being Kansas
I
City
don't
at all.
either. I don't either. But I do
And
know.
I was watching lots of basketball. And I just have no.
I do know that Phil Ford played for the Kansas City Kings.
Okay.
Phil Ford of North Carolina basketball fame. But I really have nothing to say about that. Things seem to have worked out fairly well for Sacramento.
They have great fan base. They're well attended. They haven't had a lot of success. Currently, they're looking really good.
They've got some future. I also, Stephen, have no memories of the San Diego Clippers.
I recall the Sixers playing games there. But it was like once a year. But I don't, at the Clippers did nothing significant in San Diego. So, I mean, that's
But
that
I
they've
will
done
say
much in
this.
Los Angeles.
I will say this. I'm gonna drop something here, and I'm gonna be very interested to see your response to it. I am not a fan of any city having two sports teams in the same league.
Don't have a problem
Period.
with it.
I do.
I like it. Fact,
I don't.
it
I
was.
don't. I can tolerate it a little bit more in New York, say, because truly the Mets and the Islanders are not New York. They are Long Island.
Well, the Islanders for sure. Unfortunately, the Islanders actually moved into Brooklyn for a little while.
Yes.
Played the same arena as the Nets, and that just didn't work out. So now they're back on Long Island again.
Well, I mean the Nets are in, what is it, Flushing?
No, the Nets are in Brooklyn.
Not the Nets, I'm sorry. I meant to say the Mets. They rhyme. So
Yeah,
I
they're in
got
Flushing.
confused
Yeah.
in my old brain. So yeah, I mean, but I'm not a fan. What I feel like all the leagues have a tendency to do is, oh, well, it's not working out in this city. Let's just ship them to LA. Let's just give LA another sports team.
I don't have I like, especially when you have, to me this doesn't make sense, Scott, and I would be with you on this. If you have like the Cubs in the north side and the White Sox in the south side, two teams in the same city makes sense to me. And even the way New York is, especially like I think it's really cool with hockey. You've got the team in Jersey, you've got the team in Manhattan, you've got the team in Long Island. That's kind of cool. Because it's a lot of people. Not a huge geographic area, but a big metropolitan area. But I don't like that the Jets and Giants play in the same stadium. I don't like the Clippers and the Lakers play in the same stadium. That's the part I don't get. But the Clippers, they're building their own arena. But I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me that, especially the Giants and Jets playing in the same. Just something doesn't seem right about that to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't and truthfully, neither one of them are in New York. I mean,
Right. Well, then, and
that's a little
the
bit.
Jets are headquartered in like Hempstead, or which is on Long Island. I don't know where the Giants are headquartered. But I've always, to me, Jets have always been a Long Island team. Giants, Manhattan.
Yeah. But I like it even less that in the NBA, the Clippers and the Lakers are in the same stinking division.
Yeah, same division, same building. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, that's that. Come on, we can do better than that. We can do a little restructuring and make this work.
But and I like the Dodgers and Angels, different leagues. Anaheim and Dodger Stadium, pretty far apart.
Well, and I'm sorry. I'm either going to call them California or Anaheim. I'm not going with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to say a name that long. Mets and Yankees, different leagues. I mean, Cubs and you brought them up a minute ago. Cubs and White Sox, different leagues. But the Clippers and the Lakers, they're in the same stinking division. Not only
Right.
are they in the same, I mean, same conference, they're in the same division. So, I just,
Well, and but so are, the Islanders, Rangers, and
right.
Devils are all in the same division too.
Yes. Well, Devils, I can accept. They're not the New York Devils.
Right.
So I
And
can accept
you
that a
can't
little.
have the New Jersey Devils playing next to a stadium where you have New York Giants and New York Jets. That doesn't make
Right.
sense.
Agreed. Agreed. Okay. So now we get to the one that really gets in my craw. Steven, I cannot stand. I haven't been able to stand it for lo these 40 years that the Utah Jazz have not changed their name. There is nothing jazzy about Salt Lake City. I've been there. Nothing jazzy there.
And what about the Memphis Grizzlies?
That's bad too, but I'm willing to give a little bit of a grace period for you to work out what you want your name to be. But the Utah Jazz, it's unforgivable. I mean, something, the Pioneers, the wagon trainers, I don't
Well,
know.
what's even worse about the Jazz is their primary colors are the Mardi Gras colors, and that's why they're
Right.
purple, gold, and green, which is
Right.
just so strange.
Is have some
And
pride in, I enjoyed Salt Lake City. Have some pride. Take some ownership.
what's funny too is, I mean, could Salt Lake City be more on the polar opposite than New Orleans?
Oh my word. Yes. I mean, given its history, its culture, I mean, so many things. Why not change this name? But they haven't. Why does New Orleans not approach Utah and say, "Hey, can we buy back our name like the Hornets did with
I
New
think they
Orleans?"
did, and the Jazz said no. Larry Miller said no. He was the owner of the Jazz.
That's absurd.
I agree, it's absurd. So here's the one that bothers me about the NBA, because I was living in Charlotte at the time. The Hornets bothers me that they moved to New Orleans because, if you remember, the owner George Sim was involved in a sexual harassment lawsuit. The Hornets regularly drew over 20,000. It was like average 23,000 at the Charlotte Coliseum. For at least a decade, maybe close to 15 years. And then they had one season where they stopped going to the Hornets games protesting George Sinn. And so he ups and moves the team. And he ends up selling the team. So he moves the team to sell it and screw the fans of Charlotte who had supported the team for so long. And the Charlotte Hornets have never, that the first version of the Charlotte Hornets was pretty decent. In fact, was very good at times, and I don't feel like as the Bobcats or the Hornets, they've even come close. So that has always bothered me that that was the NBA. I think in today's NBA, they would have forced him to sell the team, and that team would have never left Charlotte. But we're also see that's a trend in a lot of these too, where you see a team move, and the city that's left behind is immediately promised the next franchise. Which is probably going to happen with hopefully Seattle gets the Supersonics have to come back. I mean, they're the only team that was golden green. There's just something about the Supersonics that was, you know, in the mid 90s there, they were good. They won a championship in the 70s.
Sean Kemp, Gary Payton. Oh,
Yeah.
man, it was
I'm
awesome.
thinking like Jack Sigma in the 80s.
Oh, wow. You're really, oh, that was a great. Was Sigma the one with the great mustache?
I don't get a mustache. He had blonde hair, though.
Okay.
I can tell you the first basketball game I ever saw in person was the Sixers and the Seattle Supersonics at the Spectrum sometime in the very early 80s. But I remember
Okay.
Jack Sigma's name.
Now was Dr. J still playing then?
Dr. J retired sometime when I was at the end of middle school, so I saw him play in person a few times.
Okay. That's something I hope. I hope you've shared that with your kids. That's awesome.
Don't seem to care, but
Yeah. Well,
I
is
love
what it
Dr.
is.
J. We could do a whole podcast on why Dr. J is not more revered than he should be.
Well, I think it's just time. I mean, more than anything else. Jordan is fading from memory, except when Scottie Pippen decides to run his mouth again. I don't know if you saw
So
that in the news today.
I did. I'm not even going to acknowledge that. So if we look at the NBA, since relocation, the number of championships won by these teams that relocated, we had 9 for the NHL. We have a grand total of 0 for the NBA.
Not a single one. Yeah. No, I'm looking at that list. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But then, if you went further back, the Warriors relocated from Philadelphia to California. The Sixers had relocated from Syracuse to Philly. So if you went further back, you could. But in this current crop, going back to 79, 0.
And so I think we've voiced enough of our displeasure over the Seattle to Oklahoma City move. But now the Nets to Brooklyn. Thoughts? Good move, bad
Yeah,
move?
the Nets actually started off in New York when they're in the ABA.
Yes, I
So
did know that.
I think it's cool that Brooklyn has a team.
Yeah.
I like that. I like when New York is broken up into boroughs like that because
I do too.
they really are separate small cities.
Yes,
I
agreed.
always remember at the beginning of Welcome Back, Kotter, in the opening
Yeah.
sequence, it says, "Welcome to Brooklyn, America's fourth largest city."
Yep. And I mean that rivalry goes back. There's if you know your history, the building of the Brooklyn Bridge, and all that entailed between the city of New York and the city of Brooklyn and the just sort of the factionalism that went along there. It's a pretty cool history and rivalry. I would like to see. Brooklyn seems their team seems to be, or at least their ownership, or I don't know, something seems to be a little bit in chaos there. I don't know.
Yeah, they actually they're better off without Kyrie and Kevin Durant at this point.
Yeah.
They've got a solid nucleus. They're not going to win the championship, but they're better off than they were,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into the NFL here.
All right.
And there's a couple of question marks here, so we'll save those for the last two. So we have this is not in chronological order. So the Oakland Raiders moved to LA. We have the St. Louis Cardinals moved to Phoenix. We had the LA Rams move to St. Louis. We had the St. Louis Rams move back to become the LA Rams. The LA Raiders move back to Oakland, become the Oakland Raiders. The San Diego Chargers, who had once originally been Los Angeles Chargers, who spent most of the time in San Diego, recently relocated back to LA to become the LA Chargers. Let's see. Let me
Los
cross that
Angeles
off right there.
Raiders.
I meant to say Oakland to Las Vegas. So we have this. This is so we have Baltimore to Indy in the famous like 1984 moving trucks in the middle of the night. Which for all of us who remember the Baltimore Colts, the Indianapolis Colts still doesn't roll off the tongue very well. The Cleveland Browns moving to Baltimore, which technically the Cleveland was never without a team. I was reading about this today. So the way that turns out, the franchise moves to Baltimore. but the Browns stay in Cleveland until the next franchise is awarded. So technically, the Cleveland Browns never left. This one bothers the hell out of me. Houston to Tennessee. The Houston Oilers seem like such a classic team with such a great name, such great uniform, such a great logo. Nothing against Nashville. I've lived there. I like the first version of the Titans uniforms. They wore the white helmets. But the Houston Oilers had personality to them, whereas the Houston Texans have no personality whatsoever. Okay, so here come the two that we'd have to figure out our relocations. Number one, San Francisco to Santa Clara. Being almost an hour drive from San Francisco, can we say they relocated? Can you imagine? I mean, let's say the equivalent of this. What if the Panthers moved to Spartanburg?
Well, all right. First of all, that's not even. I mean, come on. That's not even right. That's like saying, what if the Red Sox relocated to New York, or the. I mean, or that's like saying, what if we put the Philadelphia Eagles on Alcatraz? I mean,
well, what if the Charlotte Hornets moved to Spartanburg? Could you still call them Charlotte Hornets?
No, we could call them. Why did you move to Spartanburg? What is wrong with you?
Right. So the San Francisco 49ers, are they the San Francisco 49ers? They play in Santa Clara.
Well, no, you mistake my indignance here, or my indignity here. I'm indignant about anybody moving to Spartanburg. This is a problem with Spartanburg. So if change your hypothetical to maybe let's say Chester, or Barnwell, and we're okay. I can start to work with it.
But the Panthers are tricky because their name is Carolina, so technically they could play anywhere in two states. But the Hornets,
right?
Let's say the Hornets moved to let me think of it. Let's see.
To Rock Hill.
You could still. I mean, to me, Rock Hill is part of the Charlotte area.
Okay. To Greenville.
Rock Hill. You can get Greenville. No. Like you couldn't have the. You could not have the Charlotte Hornets playing Greenville.
Agreed.
So you're agreeing it's absurd that the San Francisco 49ers play in Santa Clara.
Yes, but it's also absurd that the New York Giants play in New Jersey.
True. Well, I mean, just to give you some perspective on this, if you took the Philadelphia Eagles and relocated them 50 miles away, you'd be well into to the north. You'd be well halfway to New York City. And to the south, you would have gone through Delaware and be well into Maryland. You'd be halfway to Baltimore.
Right.
And I mean, they're San Jose at that point more than they're San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I find it really strange. And the other one is that I think that this may be more local to these fans, but the Redskins moving from D.C. to Maryland, who are now the Commanders, that was a huge change for that franchise, going from being in the district to this to being further out in the suburbs, where they moved to quickly complete a stadium just to finish it before the owner died. Which is regarded as one of the worst stadiums in the NFL.
Well, I think that we can look at that team and say, my word, what has happened here? This is a wasteland of a team that formerly was great.
It seemed like they had a huge, massive home field advantage when they played in Washington, D.C.
Yes, yes.
And then since they moved, nothing's gone right for that team.
Right. Agreed. And I don't think the name change is going to help.
No.
So.
By the way, and most of what we're seeing in the NFL trend here is that most of these teams didn't change their names. Some exceptions like Cleveland stayed the Browns, Baltimore became the Ravens. Houston did play as the Tennessee Oilers for one season before coming to the Tennessee Titans. But the Colts kept their name, the Rams kept their name. Cardinals kept their name, Raiders.
Okay, so let's talk about this one because there are so many. Now, granted, probably 50% of them have to do with the Raiders franchise, and that to me is its own train wreck. I don't know that I necessarily have a problem with the Las Vegas Raiders because the Raiders have moved so many times just in my lifetime that it almost is like, okay, where are they going to be playing next year?
Right.
So I don't really
Well, they
care.
almost got kind of that sleazy side to them anyway, that kind of works
Right.
for Las Vegas.
Yes.
But it sucked that they went to Los Angeles where they had a lot of success. And then they just went back to Oakland and then very had very little when they went back. They did go to one Super Bowl.
Bo Jackson played for the Los Angeles Raiders, correct?
Correct. Yes.
As did, and Marcus Allen played most of his career with the Los Angeles Raiders.
I think all of it was with Los Angeles.
Was it?
Yeah. If I'm not right, I'll correct that on another podcast, but I'm pretty sure that was the big deal because he played at USC and the Raiders played at the Coliseum.
All right, so I'd like to, okay, let's address, okay, which ones, obviously we both have a huge problem with Houston, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're right. I don't, if the Tennessee, as you said, they played, was it just 1 year? Just 1 year as the Oilers?
Yeah, just 1 year as the Oilers in the Liberty Bowl.
Okay, so if they're not going to use the name the Oilers, give it back to Houston.
I agree. Agreed. Give them,
Give it
please, for the love
back
of
to
God.
Houston.
Let's end the Titans. Let's get rid of that god-awful navy. Let's go back to the light blue.
No, I mean, I don't care about the Titans. They can do what they want to do. Let's get rid of the Texans.
That's what I'm saying.
You said Titans.
Oh, sorry. I mean, yeah,
That's
Texans
all
is the one I'm not
right.
a.
Yes. Let's bring
I'm
back the Oilers. Maybe we can resurrect Earl Campbell. I don't know, something to make. I need the Oilers back. I would go so far as to say I would give my entire allegiance in the NFL to the Oilers because I've been very just disenfranchised since they ceased to exist. A couple others though that I'd like to point out. I want the Colts back in Baltimore, and let it be the Indianapolis Ravens or the Indianapolis race car drivers or the Indianapolis whatever. I don't care. But let's have the Colts back in Baltimore. Let's also have the Cardinals back in St. Louis where the baseball team is.
Yeah,
And
that's one that
let's take all professional sports teams away from Phoenix. Just all of them.
doesn't.
Even the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's take them away
Even the
too.
Suns?
Yeah, I might let the Suns stay. I
I'm
might
with you
let the
on this
Suns
though.
stay.
To me, it makes no sense that LA got they had no football team for 20 years, and
Right.
all of a sudden they get two.
Right.
I don't. The Rams belong in Los Angeles.
Agreed.
They
Agreed.
never fit in St. Louis. That just and I'm sorry to all
Right.
our St. Louis listeners out there, but the Rams are an LA team. The Chargers
Agreed.
are a San Diego team. They
Agreed.
have no
Yes.
business playing in Los Angeles.
And that
They
was the last one that I was going through. And they had still perhaps the coolest uniforms.
Oh, the Chargers have the best uniform combinations in the NFL, but it's not even close.
Yes. Agreed. So here's what I would like to do. Let's send San Diego back to let's send the Chargers back to San Diego. Let's send the Cardinals back to St. Louis. Let's send the Colts back to Baltimore. We can give Indianapolis, the Ravens, whatever they want to call them, I don't care. We can be good with just one football team in Los Angeles. And Phoenix doesn't need one. Does that sound good? Do we have a
Sounds
plan?
good. Yeah.
Okay.
By the
Okay.
way, of those, if we take out the DC to Maryland and the San Francisco thing, I think there's six Super Bowls in there in NFL relocation.
All right. The St. Louis Rams,
The LA
the
Raiders.
LA Raiders,
Baltimore twice.
The Ravens won two Super Bowls? Okay.
The Colts once.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's five.
Oh, the Rams. Actually, yeah,
the
Rams.
Oh, the Los Angeles Rams. That's right.
Yeah.
Two years ago. That's right. Okay. Okay.
Quarterbacked by a University of Georgia graduate and former quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Okay, so that brings us
So you
to.
ran right over that one.
Hey, yeah, I did. So that brings us now to Major League Baseball.
Which there are only two major moves. Really, there's only been
well,
one.
One, because this other one is still
pending.
In process.
The Oakland Las Vegas is still not 100% approved, but that'll be the Montreal to DC, which absolutely just tears me apart because I think the Expos, their uniform history and the tricolored hat, and even as they went away from that, they still had great uniforms and their logo of the M with the little E on it for Expos. There's just something about with Montreal and the Quebec Nordiques too. Not only obviously Canada's a foreign country, but Montreal is different than the rest of Canada. And it being a French-speaking city, it truly felt like an international place. All apologies to Toronto, which is international, and we know that. But I just thought it was nice to have that team in Montreal. I like the name Expos. They had a cool history. They didn't win anything. Maybe one division title, I think, in 81, I think it was.
Yeah,
they had
and they
some great
were,
players.
they were, they had the best record in the league,
94.
In the 94 strike season
before.
They've had such, they were so great at developing talent.
Pedro
and,
Martinez, Larry Walker, Delino DeShields, Marquise Grissom,
not to
Pedro
mention.
Martinez.
Not to
Randy
mention the
Johnson.
guys that went on to become Hall of Famers, like Tim Raines, Andre Dawson, Gary Carter. I mean,
Rusty
you know,
Staub.
Yeah, it's
Pete Rose.
To me, this is tragic. Now, to be fair, I bear no ill will towards Washington for getting a baseball franchise back. Washington should have a baseball franchise. I believe I was looking at, so the Washington Senators, their old franchise, is the team that became the Twins in the mid 60s.
Yeah, I think that the Senators existed twice.
They did.
And one time they became the Twins, the next time they moved and became the Rangers, I believe.
That's correct. The second stint where they became the Rangers was short lived, though. I think they only played for a couple of seasons. But I believe that Washington, because of that old school history, deserves to have a baseball team. And the Nationals have enjoyed some success. I don't think that Montreal should be without a team. I really just don't. At this point, though, here's the thing. A lot of these NFL teams that we talked about where I said, you know, okay, let's move the Cardinals back to St. Louis or the Colts back to Baltimore, whatever, you know, I think those things could be done because those teams clearly can support those franchises. I don't know at this point if Montreal still could support baseball.
Yeah, they didn't have a local TV deal on the move, but I think they had the split plan idea where the Rays would play half the season in Tampa and half the season in Montreal, which is a horrible idea.
Right.
I don't know who would want to play for that team. Plus, the Rays are really good right now anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just – so, anyway. All right. So let's dig deeper into our discussion here. Well, you had some.
Oh, my questions.
Yeah.
So some questions. I'm going to give you one. It's not on this list, but the one that affected me the most. I was 11 or 12 years old, And the Philadelphia Stars were in the USFL. The Philadelphia Stars, who have made every USFL championship game, including the rebirth last year. But the Stars are the best team in the USFL when it was around the 80s, when it was a decent league. And the Stars, because of scheduling conflicts, could no longer, after winning the championship in 84, the next season, they could not play their games in Philadelphia. Even though all their offices were in Philadelphia and they practiced in Philadelphia, they played their games in College Park, Maryland. So they had to be known as the Baltimore Stars. And they won a championship as the Baltimore Stars, which just always just gutted me. Because that was my team. So that's a relocation that just crushed me.
Yeah, I think I've already discussed mine. Mine is still Montreal. I don't have any personal ties like you do, because, you know, being from Greenville, you know, we never had anything beyond I think the Greenville Braves were a double A
now that
minor league
Greenville
affiliate.
Drive, right?
Now that, yeah, but they're not even a Braves affiliate. They're a Red Sox affiliate now. The stadium's cool. It's a little mini Fenway Park. Got a green monster and everything. Yeah, much better facility. The Greenville Braves, it was like sitting on a bunch of concrete, you know, like almost like a third-rate high school baseball game. But the fans loved them. I mean, they had some good success. Saw, you know, like Chipper Jones play there as a minor leaguer.
Cool.
But Tommy Glavine, Steve Avery, those guys coming up through.
Excellent.
But anyway.
So here's two big almosts for you. One you may know, one you may not. So do you remember in the early 90s when it was announced the Giants were moving to St. Pete, Florida?
No.
Yep. It was announced that they were moving to St. Petersburg, Florida. Like, it was like a done deal. And then for whatever reason, it fell through and they stayed in San Francisco. They were going to move into the stadium where the Tampa Bay Rays play now.
Really?
I've forgotten about this, and I looked this up. Yeah, look it up. It's stunning to think about it now. Like, after
so
the
what
Giants.
What was the reason?
Because remember, Candlestick Park was falling apart, and they need a new place to play.
Right.
And so that's they ended up getting whatever that park's called now.
Yeah, I can't remember any of the new names.
It was Pactel at one point, I think.
Yeah.
But wherever the Giants play, I mean, it's a gorgeous stadium. So, but yeah, they almost, I forget the reason. I should have done better on remembering that. They almost moved to St. Pete, but like you couldn't even look at the headlines in the you know, it was, I remember it happening, but not until I saw something else that triggered my memory on it. But that would have been very shocking had that gone through. The other one was the Eagles. Before the Cardinals moved to Phoenix, they were the team that was being courted to move to Phoenix. And someone who grew up in Philadelphia, I remember seeing on the news, Leonard Toast, the owner of the Eagles, was in some serious debt from gambling problems. And he ended up selling the team to Norman Brayman, who was a horrible owner, but he kept the team in Philadelphia. And Brayman eventually sold to Jeffrey Lurie, who kept them there. But the Eagles were fairly close to moving to Phoenix. And I remember people saying, you know, who cares? We have the Stars. We see how that turned out.
Right. No doubt. Huh. That's rough.
So is there a current team you think that should move?
Well, I think I've been quite clear. Anybody who's in Phoenix.
Okay. All Phoenix teams should immediately relocate.
Anybody in Phoenix should move, except the Suns. The Suns can stay. Let's see. I feel like maybe the Colorado Rockies should move.
Really?
Well,
by the way, that was the name of the New Jersey Devils when they were in Colorado. They were the Colorado Rockies.
I did not know that. I feel like maybe the air is not conducive to baseball up there. I don't know. It just seems like, for all the, because they've had a fair amount of talent to move through there. And they've never, I mean, I don't know this off the top of my head, but have they made the playoffs more than once or twice in their
No, in the
25
world, they
year
made the World
history?
Series in 2004.
They made
They
the
probably
World
made,
Series?
yeah, they lost. They were swept by the Red Sox. Remember, the Red Sox came from 3-0 behind against the Yankees in the ALCS,
Yes, I'm
and
very
then
aware of that.
they
Very
swept.
aware of that.
Well, I'm sorry to bring that up.
I feel like you're not. I don't feel like you're showing the right amount of contrition
The
by
Red
bringing
Sox
that up.
swept the Rockies in the World Series. That was the
That was.
famous World Series where A-Rod announces that he's re-signing with the Yankees
Yeah.
during the World Series, which is like apparently a big no-no.
Yeah. I don't know why that's a big no-no, but
I don't
anyway.
either. So, for me, I think the team that should move is the Chargers. They should move back to San Diego.
Agreed. I agree with that. I mean, there's a lot of teams I feel like if I put a lot of thought into it, they should move. Oklahoma City should move back to Seattle. Let's see.
I'm okay with the Thunder. I just want a team in Seattle.
Don't know. I don't know if I can. The Texans need to move into being the Oilers. I don't know if that
Agreed.
counts as a move, but I think that I would be comfortable with saying any NHL team that's in the South needs to move back up north. Not because I have anything against the NHL. I feel like it should be played up north. That's
There's
just
a
what I
lot of
feel.
people who would love to see a second team in Toronto or in Hamilton, which is not far from Toronto.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Hamilton. I just I don't know. I want I want to be more of an NHL fan than I am. I mean, I don't have I don't sp spend a lot of time sitting in front of the TV watching sports as much as I used to. I'm more a picking up the stats the day after kind of guy now. But I just I when so when I'm checking the scores on, I'm going to ESPN in the mor you know early in the morning, and I'm checking scores, during Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm looking at hockey scores. And for whatever reason, Steven, it doesn't matter who's playing. I'm pulling for the team that's from the north. I just am. And a lot of times from the Great White North. I just, that to me, no matter what, I'm never going to pull. And it's kind of funny that I'm saying this after all I just said about Montreal. I'm never going to pull for the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series.
Well,
I don't
and it's fun.
care. I don't care if they completely shifted the alignments in the leagues and Toronto was somehow playing the Red Sox in the World Series. I would pull for the Red Sox.
I could never pull for the Montreal Canadiens. Just they've always been an enemy of the Flyers, even though they do have that cool international thing going. I was talking about, but I couldn't pull for them.
Well, I mean, and they're the Yankees of the NHL, right?
Yeah, they are.
So,
27 Stanley Cups or whatever it is.
yeah. So, I understand that, and I'm not saying it's for me it's carte blanche, but I also don't know enough about NHL history to, to say one way or the other. But I do know that, it means a lot more to me to hear that the Maple Leafs are the Stanley Cup champions than it does the Florida Panthers or the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Or the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Or the Tampa Bay Lightning. I can barely get on board with the Colorado Avalanche.
Really?
Yeah.
They have great uniforms.
I mean, listen, you also have to remember, I mean, think about the teams that I pull for. I'm a traditional guy. I believe in the blue bloods and the ones that have the longest standing traditions. I'm way more likely to pull for the Cincinnati Reds than I am the, like the Colorado Rockies. I just am. I want the history to be there. I'm expansion. I'm not going to be a fan of an expansion team. It's one of the primary reasons I don't like the Carolina Panthers. I'm just not. They play the Saints. I pull for the Saints. They play the Buccaneers. I pull for the Buccaneers.
The problem with the Panthers is they just have no identity.
Right.
And they've been to two Super Bowls. There's something just like is not there. And I don't even know how to explain it, but it's
But I
just.
want you to think about this, and I know that there are probably a few exceptions, but isn't that typically the case with expansion teams?
The one league where that's not the case is the NHL. And
Yeah.
NHL expansion teams do well fairly quickly. But yeah,
Is
that
it the
is.
is it, what is it the business model?
I don't know
What's the
what it is,
deal?
but the Vegas Knights made it to the Stanley Cup. I think it was their second year or first year they made it to the finals. The Flyers won the Stanley Cup like after they were in the league 4 years, tw two times in a row. The St. Louis Blues like made the Cup finals their first 2 or 3 years in a row. I don't know what it is. But you're right. There are many expansion teams that seem to lack just something. And sometimes a championship will take care of that. Sometimes it won't. Like to me, the Miami Heat, they've won three championships. Miami Heat have a pretty good history. But like the Florida Marlins have won the World Series twice. And one of them was probably one of the greatest World Series games ever played, but it still doesn't even seem like it happened. Because
Yeah.
I seem to remember that Cleveland lost that World Series more than the Florida Marlins won it.
Agreed.
Let's go to this question though. Are there any who deserves a team that doesn't have one? I guess that's kind of where we are with this.
Not Spartanburg.
Spartanburg definitely does not deserve a team.
Right.
Blacksburg does though. As
Yes.
the gem of Highway 5 in
Yes.
northwestern South Carolina.
Agreed. Agreed. Blacksburg deserves all four of the big four,
I agree.
I feel like.
Agreed.
So,
My joke is the pharmacy in Blacksburg has been closing down now for like 30 years.
right. And one of these days they're going to go out of business. So you better not take your chances.
Because those bastards at Fancy Feast are behind it. By the way, I'm going to go off topic for a second. Did you watch the TV show Timeless?
I did not.
Need to
I'm
watch it.
not.
It's on Hulu. It's two seasons. It's about a conspiracy going back in time. And there's basically two time machines, and there's one good group, one bad group. And one group is trying to change history, they're just trying to preserve it. But anyway, there's like this conspiracy theory we woven throughout this called Rittenhouse. And Rittenhouse reminds me of this bastard at Fancy Feast. Because they're pulling the strings.
That sounds right. This is not the one with it, Stephen King based, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Doesn't have anything to do with the Kennedy assassination, does it?
No.
Okay.
But Timeless is, I think as a history person yourself, you would very much enjoy this. And I think we've answered all of our questions because we've talked about successful moves. We've talked about lost great logos and uniforms. Is there anything, and we're 1 minute away from the 1 hour mark. So how would you like to wrap this up?
Well, there's two things I need to say. First of all, it's time for our Mike Schmidt trivia question.
Of course.
And I've worked hard on my research for this one. So, after the Phillies won the we'll do let's do a warm up question first. After the Phillies won the 1980 World Series, which who did they beat?
The Royals in six games.
Okay. Do you remember who they beat to in the National League Championship Series to get there?
Yeah, hit the Astros in five games.
Look at that. Look at that. Well, after it's too bad those weren't the questions, but after the World Series was over, Schmidt and four other Phillies appeared on an episode of Family Feud. taking on five members of the Kansas City Royals. Can you name, so it was Schmidt and four others. Can you name two of his teammates on Family Feud?
I guess Larry Bird would have to be one of them.
Okay, good. Yep, we're off to a good start.
I'll say Pete Rose because he was a big name.
That's incorrect.
Okay, so now I got to think.
But
it wouldn't.
I'll give you. Let's say so. We'll do three strikes. So that's you have one strike, but you've gotten one. So you got to come up just one more name.
Bob Boone.
That's two strikes.
Ooh. I'm trying to think who would be good on the Family Feud. I'm gonna say Greg Luzinski.
That's three strikes. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
I can name the whole team. Manny Trio was at second base. And then De Boone and the outfield is Bake McBride, Gary Maddox.
Gary Maddox was one.
Okay, he was center field. Like, was Greg Gross on there?
Nope.
Dick Ruthven.
Yes, that was another.
Okay.
You're missing one more.
Ron Reed.
Dell Unser.
Dell Unser, okay. Ah, great pinch hitter.
So they took on from the Kansas City Royals, Dennis
Oh,
Leonard.
Let me guess those. I can guess those. Well, George Brett would be one of my.
He's not. George is not.
Okay, how about Amos Otis?
No.
Willie Akins.
No.
Willie Wilson.
Yes.
Okay. Daryl Porter.
No.
Someone with the last name Concepcion.
No.
Wow. Okay. Now we're really.
Dan Quisenberry.
Oh, yeah. Should have gotten that one.
Paul Splittorff.
Never would have gotten that one.
John Wathen.
Wathen, okay. John Wathen went on to become a manager.
So that was your Family Feud episode. So the other thing that we definitely need to do is I believe, let me look here. Today is May the 29th. We are approximately 4 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. 4 weeks to the day from what may very well be the greatest reunion in the history of mankind.
My good friend Tom
Steve,
Petty will be there.
Do you want to fill everyone in on what's happening?
I think we should leave them in suspense and just say that okay. This reunion's coming, and we'll drop a few more hints as the weeks go by.
Yes. I think that sounds good. I think that sounds good. So are we ready to tie it up here?
Yeah, I can tell you that Jack McCloskey will not be there. We worked with Jack and his people, and he's just not available. Nor does he wish to speak to us at this time.
But our good friends at Lilford's, the internet and Bluetooth, would like to get you all prepped and ready, in spite of what you may hear from the folks at Fancy Feast. Big things are coming. They're coming to the Nexus.
They are.
So, all right. Well, from all of us to all of you, good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Thanks for the support on Patreon. We appreciate it.
Good night.
Good night.